I like to call it partners in growth. Partners in growth, but that's not what you're calling it, right? I'm calling it partners in growth. And it's something, it's a term that we use at our office called pig leads, partners in growth. So you'll see what I mean here in a minute. But let's pray over the word. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing now to our flesh. As we open your word, Father, I pray for your anointing. I ask, Father, for revelation, wisdom, and knowledge to flow. We thank you for it and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to introduce my wife to you. You all know Miss Susie Q. Yay. Hallelujah. We're gonna minister this morning. And the reason I'm calling it Partners in Growth is we're going to start. We've got five different things that we want to get into concerning growth. We want to start in personal growth. Personal growth. If we will personally grow, we'll grow as a body. Yeah. We'll grow strength spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. We will grow. But we've got to start where? Here. Amen. Right here. So we start with ourselves first. So praise the Lord. You wanna introduce us?
Sure.
Missy?
So I'm super excited about this. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Noelle.
this is something a couple of months ago, but Brandon was on something different. So praying, Brandon and I are always like allowing God to work through us and Amen. Give us what he wants us to deliver. And this was kind of a personal thing for me. And then when we were praying about it, God said, yeah, this is good for everybody.
Well, and this hit you during praise and worship, wasn't it? Or prayer?
I think it was prayer the last time we had prayer.
A lot of good things happen in prayer.
Yeah.
It's a good time to get with the Lord. Amen.
Yeah, so it was in the last Friday night prayer that we had.
Oh, good, good. All right.
And so it's just very important. Growth is something that I think we don't really think about, unless we think about it. You know what I mean? It's just like we get up, we go to work, we do our daily things, we have kids, yada, yada, yada. And sometimes, I said to Brandon this morning in frustration of some other things.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I said, I just don't have time for myself. I feel like I am pulled in 5 million different directions. My time is stolen from me. And I know that's just the enemy putting distractions and different things in front of me 5,000 times a day, I feel like. But it's just like I have to make sure that I make it a priority to put time aside for myself so I can grow. If I can't grow, he can't grow. My family can't grow. Our church family can't grow. We can't grow others that we are going to be ministering to. And like Brandon said, it all starts right here. It starts right here. It's a personal thing. It's a very personal thing. And yeah, it's great to talk about church growth and, growth in this and growth in that.
Well, because that's easy and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. It's you're getting painful. Ahead of me.
Hey, sorry. I mean, it's easy when we can kind of clump everybody else in. But when we really have to focus on ourselves, mm-hmm. now we're like, oh, wait a minute. And now the Holy Ghost, of course, is like, hey, what about this area here in your life? Yeah. Oh, what about that there? Oh, you're walking in unforgiveness. We talked about that. Oh, you're being bitter. Oh, you're angry. Oh, and there we go. And we're like, wait a minute. Yeah. I just wanted to grow. So, yeah, he starts to pinpoint things in our life. Yeah. And it begins, I guess it doesn't hurt, but
it stunts our
we begin to look at ourselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we begin to, we're like, oh, yeah. Man, am I really missing it here? And am I missing it there? Yeah. And so it makes us focus,
yeah.
which is exactly what the Holy Ghost wants us to do.
Right. And, we all know that we have to eat and get nourishment and everything
oh,
for this
eat.
Body to grow,
We gotta eat.
But then if we don't watch what we're putting in, I'm talking in the natural. If we want to eat cake and sugar and bread, which I love all of that stuff, but when we want to eat not the good things, then it does. It stunts your growth. I mean, you think of a little child, like the babies. If you don't give them the correct nourishment, it's going to stunt their growth. And spiritually, you can look at that and you can be like, wow, if I'm not giving myself spiritually the correct things,
you won't grow.
You're not growing. It's pretty simple.
Matter
or
fact,
it's going to stunt your growth.
Not only stunt your growth, but have you growing wrongly.
Yeah.
And what would that mean? Well, if you've seen people that have been born with two heads. Growing wrongly, and I liken that to the Word of God. If we're putting the wrong things in, we're going to be growing wrong. We won't be believing the right thing. And that comes a lot from your teachers, but it also comes from us as our own understanding. We are told by the Word, by God Almighty, that we're to study the Word.
Amen.
It says, study to show yourselves approved unto God, not men. But to study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen.
Amen.
So there's where it was, why our growth has always been so important. It's what my mother and father instilled in me to always start with the word, always finish with the word. And nothing can ever be contrary to it.
Amen.
Because if it is contrary to the word of God, then we get rid of it. Amen? Right. So praise the Lord.
So that's kind of like an introduction for that part.
There's our intro.
But that's our intro. Okay, so
that's
by the way.
Praise
the Lord. That's free. Woo. Okay. So I looked up the word grow. What does the word grow mean? To become gradually attached or united. Gradually. What does it, I mean, let's break down. Let's just break this out a little bit. Gradually. That doesn't mean it happens immediately. It's gradual. It takes time.
Good.
When you plant a seed in the ground, it doesn't pop up in 5 minutes.
So what does that mean then when we sow? So we sow, but we want it now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we sow, we want our 100-fold return tomorrow, right? Don't we? I mean, because sometimes that's how, you know, or we're sowing because we need that return.
Yeah.
And I will say this, sow when God tells you. Because if God's telling you and you're obedient to it, he's got something on the other side for you. Mm-hmm. Amen? So, and now the word does say if you see a brother in need and you can meet that need, please meet the need.
Right.
It does say that.
Right.
So, but don't just sow. Pray first. Ask the Lord. Lord, is this okay to do this here? And you know what he's usually going to say? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Yeah. So to become gradually attached to or united, gradually, it takes time. It takes time. You're not going to, I mean, I've been back into the church for how many years now? We've been married 25, so let's say 23. I know, but let's say we've been back and working and everything, about 23 years.
29.
So, you know, being back into that, all of these years, I'm still learning day by day, day by day. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still, you know, taking in everything that I can take in. It didn't happen overnight. And, you know, part of growth can be very challenging. It can be very, very challenging. And we'll touch on that a little bit later. But the generation in the times today, everybody wants everything now. They want it now, especially the kids growing up. You know,
they don't know how to wait now. They just don't.
And that's, you know, I could be for many reasons or whatever, but gradual. And, you know, I kind of stopped when I read that this morning, or when I was putting it together and rereading over everything this morning. I was like, gradual. That kind of takes me back and kind of makes me have to check myself sometimes, because sometimes I get frustrated. I'm like, Lord, really? Again? You know, something will happen and I'm like, really? I mean, and him and I are kind of on that, you know, real personal thing where it's just like, you know, but then I have to go back to remember it's gradual. God knows what he's doing. It's
Amen.
All in God's timing.
Amen.
We just have to be rooted. And that's kind of the next thing we're going to talk about. We have to be rooted. But growth is necessary. Growth is necessary. We can't stay babies forever. We have to grow up. We have to take responsibility. We have to mature. So it's necessary. If something doesn't grow, it does what?
Dies.
So kind of see these two plants right here? Aren't they pretty? They're purple.
Purple and pretty.
I was at Home Depot yesterday getting these, and I had to ask the lady, I need some plants that I'm going to water and take care and follow the instructions on one, and I'm going to let the other one die. And she goes, huh? I said, so what would be the best plant to kind of do that? So with the limited, you know, things, because it's kind of like out of season for stuff, she helped me with these. So hopefully this. But what we're going to do over the next couple of weeks is we're going to nourish one. We're going to take care of one.
And I want us to all do this together as a group. So just, you know, we pray over everything. I don't know about you, but I've been raised by my mother. And we pray over everything. Yeah. We pray over the cats. We pray over the dogs. We pray over the plants. We pray over the house. We pray over the car. If it doesn't look like it's got enough gas, we pray for more gas in the car until we get to the gas. Whatever it might be in our life, we pray over. So you know what they say about plants? If you talk to plants, it strengthens them. It helps them grow. Play music for your plants. Oh. There's people do this now. They leave the TV on for the plants. They turn on the music for the plants. But you know, just pray a blessing on one. Pray a curse on the other.
It goes back to his sermon for the last couple of weeks about what you say out of your mouth.
What you say.
But no, we are going to take care of one.
We're going to take care of one. Yes.
I might need your help throughout the week, Kathy, but I'm going to try to make it over here as much as I can. But
doesn't do well with plants.
But anyway, so we're going to watch over the next couple.
Every plant.
Hey. So over the next couple weeks, we're going to watch. So just kind of watch. They're so pretty right now. They're so, and one's going to stay really, really pretty, but it's just kind of a visual that I, you know, kind of want you guys to see. But anyways, okay.
So what we're talking about basically is growth.
Yes.
If we will tend to one, tending to ourselves, tending to the body, the flock, the people, tending to our purpose. Amen. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week. So we tend to our purpose. The other we're not going to tend to. We're going to see if it can by itself grow, if it can by itself feed itself. See, and this is what I like about how God shows us how evolution is not evolution, and that we were not created by a cell in the water. Because see, what's going to happen to this plant? I guess I'm cursing this one now. So what's going to happen to this beautiful plant if I don't feed it? If I don't water it, it's going to do what? So it can't do it by itself, can it? So what in the world would make people think that a baby human or even a baby ape could take care of itself, feed itself, right? Keep itself out of the elements, right? I mean, it's a proven fact. God Almighty breathed life into us. Amen. I mean, that's just, it's so easy for me to see. Now, there's a lot of people that can't see that. But so I liken it to a plant or a cell. You know, that plant or that cell has to be watered. It has to be fed. It's got to be nurtured. I love that. It's got to be nurtured. You have to take care of it. Yeah. So, amen. So we're not going to look after one. We're just going to look after the other. Should I choose the big one?
I don't. Whatever you pick.
I think I already messed this one all up. I think this one's on its way down already. So we'll.
Either that or we have to pray for it.
Yeah. Let's take care of the one on the right.
Because it's already big and flourishing. And
yeah, it's pretty.
So, yeah, it's
all right.
Pretty.
So praise the Lord.
Okay.
Want to get to that? What's that first one?
Let's go to 1 Peter 2:2.
Because we are like running out of time.
Well, and we're not, like I said.
Yeah, I know we're not. So 1 Peter. I'll read it once I get there. Where are we at? Just that?
Yes. Well, yes. On that one.
All right. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to start in verse 1. It says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil, what?
Speaking.
As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. So we must then desire the pure milk of the word of God, that we may grow. You see, a lot of people love stories, but stories are not what cause you to grow. They give you information and knowledge, but this says the pure word, the milk of the word, is what causes us to grow. So what do we need then to have as personal growth? What must we do? Read the word. Read the word. Eat the word. The Bible refers to chewing the cud, eating that word, right? So that's what we've got to do for personal growth. Amen? All right.
And kind of with that is making sure the word is first. Priority.
Oh, that's good.
Talking about priorities a little bit ago. Priority, priority, priority.
Sorry.
Right, exactly. And I know that we've all been there. I know that we've all, you know, it's just like it's midnight and I'm like, I haven't opened my Bible today. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh man, I've done schoolwork. I've been at work 8 hours. I've done this, I that. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
But wait a minute.
That's good.
What should be more important?
Amen.
What really should be more important?
Isn't that what we talked about? The devil stealing your time? People stealing your time. And it's all to keep you from growing in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't see it right away.
Right.
We don't really see it. Why? The devil's cunning. He's crafty. He's a sneak. Yeah. We don't see it right away. Yeah. But he'll come in sly and slippery. And by the time you know it, what did she say? 12 o'clock at night. I haven't even opened my Bible. When I know her heart, is that that be the first thing in her day? I know her.
Yes.
So there's the devil. That's how sneaky he is. He will keep you out of the word, keep you out of the word until you realize I'm not growing. As a matter of fact, I'm going backwards.
Yeah.
All right. Amen.
And, you know, one of the things that, you know, as we were putting this together and, you know, I kind of, you know, in my spirit, I was just like, growth. It's when you're growing and you're set in that and you're like, yeah, things are going great. I'm growing. I feel great. There's a peace.
Yes.
There is a peace with that.
Excitement.
And an excitement. And that
and you get
peace.
Feel stronger.
And you feel stronger. Yeah. And it's just like you just kind of get that. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And I mean, and we all need those. Huh. We all need those. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things. It's just like sometimes during the middle of the day, I'll stop and I'll like walk away from my desk at work and I'll just be like, okay, yep. Lord. I mean, I'll walk outside on the patio or something. I'm like, okay. I just take a deep breath. All right. I'm like, okay, Lord. You know, here we go. You know, and it's just, but just taking that few minutes, you know, just so priority, yep. priority,
good.
Priority. So there's peace and growth.
That's
there's
good.
Peace.
I
mean,
like
and that just kind of goes with it. And I loved that. Let's go to John 3:30.
John 3:30. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
We all know this one.
Yeah, you all know this one, but it's
always,
good to look at.
That's right.
Praise God. Am I reading or are you, my dear?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, John chapter 3. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is such a good God.
Amen.
Now, you know this one very well, and I'll give you a little background on the story here. I mean, we're talking about John the Baptist, and he's preparing the way for Jesus. Jesus is on his way. John knows it. And they're all looking to John for baptism. They're all looking to the wrong one. They're looking to the wrong one. See? And he even tells us, you want his baptism. See, you don't want to be baptized under me. You want, oh, and Jesus said it. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. So we got to look at the right one.
Amen.
And he says this. He says, okay, now I'm preparing. All this is going on. Now I've got to decrease so that he can increase. He's got to increase in me. He's got to increase in you. He's got to increase in this town, in this nation. Oh, doesn't he?
Come on.
And how does he do that? Through us, by us. Right? Amen. So he says this in John chapter 3, verse 30. He says, he must increase, but I must decrease. Now, that is probably the start of growth. That is, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will exalt us in due time.
Hallelujah.
In due time. Ha! So we decrease and allow him to increase. And if we allow God to increase in us, if we allow Jesus to increase in us, if we allow the Holy Ghost to increase in us, think about how much more powerful you will be each day of your life. Think about the strength that you'll have, that the peace that you'll have. Amen? Think about the revelation knowledge that will go around with you everywhere you go. The anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes will be with you everywhere you go. Why? Because he increased in you and you decreased.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And part of that, and this is, and obedience is one of the five things we're going to talk about,
but in
this, you'll see that when you are putting the word first and you're putting the word as a priority in your life, then you have to obey what you're putting in there. You've got to obey the word.
So you mean
and
that's you actually have to do it?
You have to do it. But that's another key point. We're not going to get into obedience.
I was going to say, we can't
today.
Get into that yet.
Not
right?
today.
All
not
right.
today. But it's just kind of a little, I mean, we have to.
What pastor always tell us? You know, pastor always told me this, and I know he told it from the pulpit, but he said, if you'll work the word right, the word will work for you.
Yes.
If you work it right. You see, we got a lot of believers out there that are working it wrong. Unfortunately, and it's probably because they're being given wrong information.
That's why you have to know it.
That's why we have to know it.
It's a personal thing. You have to.
We have to study it. We have to rightly divide it. It is up to us. We cannot blame it. on anyone else but ourselves. And that's the truth now. You are required to open this thing up, get the dust off of it, open her up, and read. Yes. And allow, according to John chapter 14, 15, and 16, allow the Holy Ghost to teach you. Mm-hmm. Teach you, yeah. Train you, strengthen and build you up. Amen. And there's your growth.
Yeah.
There you will grow. You will grow. Amen. Because we're talked about what the pure milk of the word will cause us to grow. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's go to Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4:20.
Proverbs 4.
And this is the one that you wanted to read.
Yes. And I quote this one and quote this one and quote this one.
Yes.
You know it.
All the way through 24.
Yeah, we're going to do 27. Through 27.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Proverbs chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 20. Actually, we ought to start all the way in verse 10.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. All right, so let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. We've got time. We're going to we're going to take our time with this.
Yeah.
Because I need personal growth.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And I need you to grow. I want you to grow. I want you to strengthen and build your... I want you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So, Proverbs chapter 4, and Luke, start verse 10, says, "Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many." Sounds pretty good to me, yeah? If we'll just listen. Oh, I want my years to be many. I want to spend a lot of time with my grandson. My wife's all right, too. I like hanging out with her sometimes, too. "Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered."
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Amen.
When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. And when you run, you will not stumble.
Right.
Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. She is your life. We know that in growth, there must be life. If there's no life, there's no growth, which causes death. My dad, I'll read this one more time. "Take firm hold of instruction and do not let go, for she is your life."
Amen.
If my dad said something to me, like, "Son, don't do that," and knucklehead decides to go ahead and do that, oh, what, is it his fault? No. Is he trying to instruct me? Yes. Is he trying to make my years longer?
Yes.
He's trying to help me, isn't he?
Yes.
Help me grow. Help me grow. So anytime he would give instruction, I'd best listen. If it was directed to me, I'd best obey.
Amen.
Obey. Amen. And there's what a lot of people don't like that word. No, they don't like that word. You can't tell me what to do. Uh-oh. Somebody better read Proverbs.
We're going
to talk to you. Okay. We should eat up instruction.
Amen.
Because it's only there for our benefit. It's only there to help us. Amen.
Amen.
Eat it up because she is your life. Verse 14 says this: "Do not enter the path of the wicked." Do not enter the what?
Path.
Don't enter the path of the wicked. Don't follow after the wicked. We have the Word of God that tells us to not conform to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes. Amen.
All right. "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil." Avoid it.
Right.
"Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on." Oh. I'm going to keep reading. "For they do not sleep unless they have done evil." They're quick to it. Their feet run to it. They enjoy evil.
They love it.
They enjoy it. "And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall." It's their whole desire. Listen, they're driven by the enemy. It's their desire to see you fall. I know somebody that likes to watch other people. He enjoys that they're hurting because he's hurting. And so he, with misery likes what?
Company.
Oh, misery loves company, doesn't it? And he enjoys it. People enjoy the fact that they're not the only miserable person on earth. Isn't that terrible? And they enjoy it. He says they'll even lose sleep over it. For they eat the bread of the wickedness and drink of the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. The eyes of the blind, right? They're blind. The blind leading the blind. They both fall into the ditch. Amen. Verse 20. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Now I can hear my dad telling me this. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, not of your mind. This cannot just be a thought. When it gets into your heart, you're living by it.
Amen.
And there's where the growth takes place. That's where the growth takes place, is when it drops into the heart. Because when it goes to the heart, you have understanding.
That's right.
You have wisdom when it grows to the heart. Amen. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them. Why do you think I say that every Sunday? The Word of God, the Word of God is life to those who find it, and it's health and healing to our flesh. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh, not just to their pinky. To all their flesh. All their flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. What did we talk about? What comes out of the abundance of the heart? The mouth speaks. You can always tell who somebody is and what they're all about by just listening to them for 5 or 10 minutes. Right? For out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. And put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. And your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. And let your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your feet from evil. What is he saying to us? He says, ponder where you're going.
Amen.
Ponder what path you're on. Are you on the right path, or are you following wicked? Because remember, he said, don't get into the path of the wicked. So it must be then possible for a believer who loves instruction to unfortunately get into the path of the wicked. And how has that happened? Because the devil is a sneak. He is cunning. He's the most cunning according to the Word of God. And because of that, what am I always saying? We might not see it coming. It will be sly. It will be subtle. It won't be, hey, I'm the devil, just want to let you know, follow me. He's not going to do that. He's going to be slick. So we've got to, what we do, what did he say? Ponder your path. Where are your feet going? Are they going to the right? To the left? Are your eyes looking straight forward? Remember when we went to Haiti, and the ladies down there really didn't wear much of anything. And they didn't. They just did. That's their culture. They didn't wear clothing. Now, as we were down there, we had been instructed by, I believe it might have been Bill, Elder Bill there. We were instructed that you can talk to the lady. The lady will come right up to you and hi and talk with you. But your eyes best not leave her eyes.
That's right.
They best not go south. As soon as that happens, she will cut off from talking to you. But she'll respect you if you'll eye-to-eye contact. And so, weirdest thing is to be standing in front of a naked woman and not look. As a man, men look. We think women are pretty. I liked her, so I looked. I got her. And I still, I guess, kind of like her. Yeah, she's pretty all right. But out of respect, see, we stay focused. And what did he say? Keep your eyelids straight. Look straight. Where are you going? Where are you going? What path are you on? Are you being hindered? Is there something sneaky going on in your purpose? Are you still growing? Or have you become stagnant? And is your purpose not being fulfilled? Remember, we've been talking about purpose. You're here for a purpose. There's a reason that we've been born and brought to this earth at this time.
Amen.
There's a reason you know the Word of God the way you know it.
Yes.
It's a reason, and it's God's reason. Life came from Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Did I read all of that? I did. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. And I was, as he was talking, and I think it was your dad that would always say, I can't remember, I think it was because I remember him
probably
saying
probably always
it.
Was.
And part of growth, and I think one of the scriptures that we still have yet to read, but it talks about staying teachable. Always stay teachable.
Oh, that's very good.
Don't think that you know it all.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading that this morning.
But it's instruction. Part of growing is being instructed. You're being taught. You're being instructed. You're, whether it's from, you know, a sermon, a teaching tape, a Bible study, or in your own personal time reading the Word,
the Holy Ghost,
or whatever, it, you know,
yeah.
Stay teachable. I mean, there are scriptures that I've read over and over and over, but there are times where I'm like, I kind of get a new revelation of something, or I think, you know what I mean? And it's just all because it does. It just is, it's a deeper revelation. It's a deeper, God knew I needed that at that time when I read that or heard it or, you know, whatever. But staying teachable is like a very, it's not like, but it is a very, very important part of growth. Being teachable.
Amen. So
when you open the Word, every time I open the Word, I'm like, Lord, give me what I need. Show me what I need. Teach me what I need. That's just kind of how him and I are. I'm like, here I am. Here I am. Give me exactly what I need today. You know, him and I are just kind of like that. But have a willing heart. That's another,
good.
He talked about, you know, your heart and out of the issue, you know, out of your heart.
Out of the abundance of the heart,
the mouth speaks. So have a willing heart. That's why growth is so personal. It's so personal. It starts right here. I can't grow Brandon. I can't grow Kathy, Linda. I can't grow you guys. I can encourage. I can pray. I can give you the Word. I can, you know, do all those kind of things. But I can't grow you. You have to grow you. You have to do it. You have to get rooted. You have to get grounded in the Word. You have to have that sure foundation. That's what the Word is in my life. The Word is a sure foundation in my life. I know that when all other things are falling down around me, that's the only thing that's going to help me.
Yeah. There's only one way that we can grow you. And that is when you allow us. And the only way you can allow us is by listening to instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving that instruction. And then obey that instruction. That was the only way that someone else can grow you.
Yeah.
And really, we cannot grow you unless you allow us.
Yeah.
Unless you decide to say, yeah, I know that little young buck, you know, thinks he, you know, whatever.
Young bucks.
I'm a young buck. But listen, I've been raised in the church. I've been raised in the Word. I know it.
Yeah.
I'm not completely full of it. I'm going to get more and more, and I'm going to continue to know more and more. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to stop listening and learning.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been in the church. I remember when I started being promoted from the Lord in the church, and people that had been there, people that might think that they knew more than me, and yet I'm the one teaching, would kind of get upset. Well, who's this young kid? You know, he's just preaching because he's the pastor's son. My dad would never let anyone stand in this pulpit that wasn't of God.
Amen.
My dad would never let anybody stand in this pulpit if he couldn't teach them the pure Word. My dad didn't hand this thing over to anybody. This was a very important, this is a very important place to be standing. I'm standing here next to and behind this pulpit that some major mighty men of God have stood behind. have preached from. And it's an honor. And I receive it and take it as an honor. Amen. It's important. And so we look at that. It doesn't matter how old or how young a person is. If we will just take that instruction, if it is of the Word, we will grow. We will grow. You know, if you look at Proverbs, and Proverbs 16, verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So it doesn't matter either how old or how young I am or anybody else is. If it's the Word, then I should receive it as instruction. And because what do? I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to me, that He will guide me and give me strength, that He'll have the proper words for me today. Not that I'm just going through the Word and reading. I still want the Spirit of God to speak to me. And do you have something specific for me today, Lord? If you do, please instruct me. Yes. Amen. Amen? So we stay humble that way. Yes. We stay humble. We don't allow pride to take over.
Amen.
I can always be taught more. I can always learn more. Yeah. You know, amen.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Okay.
You done?
No, but I want to know how much more time you want to go.
Good five.
Okay. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:15.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So increasing your knowledge and understanding of the Word. Increasing your knowledge and understanding of the Word. We can read. I mean, I'm in school right now. I'm taking a lot of my core classes for my degree, and I'm taking a criminal justice class right now.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, oh, yeah. And as I read stuff, I'm like, okay, some nights I'm like, okay, I have 3 chapters to read. I just got to read. Forget trying to obtain stuff. I just got to read, you know? But then I find myself as I'm reading, and I'm like, anytime I'm reading like a school book or something, I'm always trying to line it up with the Word. So it's like, I'm not really just reading to read, but I'm like, okay, so I'm learning something because I'm like, okay, well, the Word says this, or the, you know, blah, 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 or, you know, so I could put it together. But we are to increase our knowledge. So when you're reading the Word, don't just read to read, like he said. Read it to gain knowledge, understanding. We need that in personal growth, blah, but we also need that when we're discipling somebody or ministering to somebody. We have to know, and the scripture that we're going to read, we have to know the Word. How can we minister to someone? How can we get someone born again? How do we disciple that person? What do we do if we don't know? So go ahead and read that one.
So, yeah, so 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, be diligent, not slothful. He says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. See, so many people are concerned about what a man thinks about them. You know, I sure hope he thinks good things of me, when we should be more concerned about what God thinks of us.
Amen.
So he says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker. A what?
A worker.
A what?
Worker.
A worker. Oh, there's another one of those words. Got obedience and worker. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me keep reading. Just a minute.
I mean, if you want to, but that's all I have.
Okay, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. So we see here that if we have profane babblings or idle words, we can increase in decreasing. Does that make sense? And that's not growth. We'd be growing the wrong way again, right? We'd be growing with a third arm coming out of your face or something, right? Wrong kind of growth is what I'm saying. Wrong kind of growth. Amen? So be diligent to present yourself to God.
Amen.
And how do we? Well, we do it daily.
Yeah.
We got to do it daily.
That's right.
A worker now.
Yeah.
A worker now. See, we present ourselves to God, a worker.
Yes.
We have a purpose, ladies and gentlemen. You have a purpose. I will never stop telling you that. You have a purpose. You've got a plan, and that plan is from God.
Yeah.
It's and man cannot overthrow it. The word's very clear. This plan is of God. You have a purpose. You're here for a reason. What that reason is between you and God.
That's right.
Not for me to tell you.
Right.
It's between you and God.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
But we are to be diligent as a worker. Need not be ashamed now. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So this is where we get our answers. This is where we get our personal growth. Amen. We get personal growth through instruction. Listening. Listening to, and I like to call them faith preachers because they usually are the only ones that aren't off. Just telling good stories. I need more than a good story. I need the meat of the word of God. And the Bible's clear that in the last days, this would happen. The people would be given away to itching ears and they would go after fables, good stories. Why? Because, well, see, the word,
it's sharp.
Sometimes it hurts. It's sharp.
Yeah.
The word of God's clear. I mean, it's word of God is powerful, more sharper than a two-edged sword.
Amen.
Cuts to the heart.
Yeah.
Okay, well then that's what we need then. That's what God wants us to mutter and put before our eyes and in our heart is the word. And I know it's sharp, so sometimes it does hurt. But that's okay because it's for our growth. It's for our growth. It's for our strength. It's so that we can be ready. If you look at chapter 4, I know this, you know, chapter 4 says this, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who judged the living and the dead,
everybody,
at his appearing in his kingdom. What's he say? Preach the word.
Not tell a good story.
Preach the word. Not a good story. Not a fable. He said, preach the word.
Yeah.
Be ready in season and out of season. Convince.
Yeah.
It's my job to convince you. Yeah. It's your job to convince those who need Jesus. Mm-hmm. He says, convince. Rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itchy ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the He said, work again. He said, do the work of a what? An evangelist. What does that mean? Preach the good news of Jesus Christ to all those who will hear. That's work. That God considers that work. That's a good job. Preaching the gospel is a good job. Amen. It's a good job.
Very good.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are we done?
Yep.
For today?
I'm going to say two more things.
Say on, girl. Say on. True that.
Two more things.
Say on.
Okay. So I'm going to give everybody a little challenge or homework or work.
What?
Work. Daily.
Working at the car wash.
Not that kind.
Oh, not that kind of homework.
No,
okay.
Not that kind. Not 70s music. No. Daily.
Daily.
Work on your growth.
Work on our growth.
Daily.
Okay.
Daily work on your growth. Daily give time for your growth. Daily set aside some time. I don't care if it's midnight like me and I said, oh, I forgot, then I'm going to give some time right then and there. But daily work on your growth. Ask God, what can I do to grow? What can I do to grow here? What can I do to grow my family? What can I do to grow... to helping, I don't know, maybe there's, you know, someone that God's put on your heart. But what can I do to grow here so that I can grow and help grow somebody else? So that's kind of like your challenge or your work. As we go through this, I can't wait to hear some of the stories. Because when you set aside some time, I know when I start my day with the Lord every day, everything else falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing good. How... when I give up and I say nothing else first, as soon as my feet hit the floor, if I can give God any time at all, once I do that, and I mean, everybody's different. Some people get up and do an hour before they go to work. I mean, everybody's different. It all works differently for God grows everybody. People are different. We're going to grow differently. We're going to have different areas where we're going to be grown. Fine. But make it a priority. make your personal daily growth a priority.
I'll tell you this.
You have to.
A lot of people are like disciplined to be able to say, okay, I'm going to get up an extra 30 minutes early and I'm going to do that. Some people can do that. Yeah. And God bless them. But I know this. If I set aside, I'm going to do this at 5:30 in the morning. You know what time the devil's going to come steal from me? 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. So for me, it's a little bit different, I guess. For me, I don't choose a time of the day that the devil can steal. Because there will come a time when the day will slow down, and then I'll get to be able to say, let me spend a little time with the Lord. The devil couldn't steal it because he didn't know what time I was going to use. Amen. See what I mean? Praise the Lord. So I don't know. There's some people that, like I say, are absolutely disciplined enough that can get up at 5 in the morning to get ready by 5:30 to have prayer. And
I mean, when you think about it, you eat breakfast. Maybe some people do. You eat lunch, you eat dinner. You have some kind of a meal throughout the day. You know what I mean? Why are you doing that? Because your body needs it.
Right.
Your body needs nourishment. It needs something. It needs fuel to keep going. Right. I need the word to keep going.
It's good.
When I look at the big picture of my life and I step back every day and I look at everything that goes on in my crazy life, I have to have this. If I don't have the word right here, if I don't put the word in place in my life every day, I can see how people feel like their world is crashing down around them. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if they don't have the Lord and they don't have the hope and they don't have the word in here, I can see where, I mean, I get phone calls daily. Oh, I need to see you. Oh, I need to talk to you. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. Okay, have you done
what
I told
you
to do for the last 4 months? No.
So what are they doing? Trying to steal our time.
You know, do I still encourage? Do I still minister? Do I still love? Yes, I do. I take that time and I do that.
But we also rebuke. Correct.
But that's my job. Our job is to love. Our job is to help. Our job is to encourage. Our job is to forgive. And that's all part of the personal growth. When we grow up in Christ and we have him in our heart, then that's all. The fruits of the Spirit is what we live. That's part of our life. And we have to show kindness. And I know he's talked about that, but we have to do that.
Yeah.
So daily, work on your growth. Daily. Just as you would sit and eat a meal. Sit and spend some time in here. Spend some time with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay?
Well, let's stand to our feet and let's pray.
Awesome. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name and we thank you, Father. We praise you that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who abides in us and with us and guides us and teaches us. I pray, Father, as we go this week, that you'll help us in our personal growth. That, Father, we'll grow stronger in you, stronger in our relationship with you. I pray that, Father, in Jesus' name. And as we go this week, I ask, Father, now that you give your angels charge over us to guard and keep us in all of our ways. And in our pathway, there is life and blessing. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. All of God's people said,
Amen.
Bless you all. Have a blessed week.